When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi there, you wonderful ska listeners. I'm Pauline Black. Allegedly, I am the queen of ska. I'm here in Melbourne. You're listening to The Ska Show with Beefy, and I've got him right beside me, and I'm feeling it now.
Pick it up.
Hey, you. Don't watch that. Watch this. This is the heavy, heavy monster sound. The nuttiest sound around. One step beyond.
I've been told that you can stand up if you want, because we are a dance band still, you know? So if you want to dance, feel free.
Two dozen other dirty lovers must be a sucker for it. Like climbing out on me, my mother. Just throw my hand while I come to a decision on him. Sometimes I don't try, just another stupid reasons why we should suffer for this. Don't bother trying to explain them. Just turn around right now to a decision on it. Just to a decision on it. Sooner or later, you'll ask you where to go. Sooner or later,
the ranking full stop, you know.
Full stop.
Full stop.
You move your lips.
goofy, come back to the beast. You got this on, I say you better come around. I see you on the street, you look so sweet. See you into that team. Come on, see that you ready. See that you ready to start. See that you ready, see that you ready to start. Hey, 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 hey. I said stop. Ready, see that you ready to go. See that you ready, see that you ready to go. Who stop me? I see your mood to your left and then your mood to your right. Till your body's on, I see you got to unite. You mood to your left and then your mood to your right. You tell me till midnight, yeah. Sing it, are you ready? Till that you ready to start. See that you ready? Till that you ready to start. Hey, 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 hey. I said stop. I'm dead. Thank you. Are you starting to get warmer? Rude boys. Rude boys. Last chance to dance.
Can I take you to a restaurant that's got glass tables? You can watch yourself while you are waiting. A mirror in the bathroom, I just can't stop it. Every Saturday you see me, the window shopping. Buying no winters in the right side shops. Just a thousand reflections on my own sweet self, 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 self. Mirror in the bathroom, your mom. Come on, your mom. Mirror in the bathroom, your mom. Mirror in the bathroom, mirror, 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 mirror in the bathroom. Recompense for all my crimes of self-defense. Cures you whisper, make no sense. Regenerate, tormented, hell. Can I take you to a restaurant that's got glass tables? You can watch yourself while you are eating.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce on stage Rankin Jr., Minnie Murphy. If you look very closely, we've got the same eyes. And this is the younger blood, man. Take over.
Mirror, mirror, and the wall, who is the fairest of them all? Mirror, mirror, and the wall, who is the fairest? Tell him! Mirror, mirror, and the wall, who is the fairest of them all? Mirror, mirror, and the wall. Sing along. Come and say, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all? Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest? Tell them, mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the fairest of them all? Mirror, mirror on the wall. Hey yo, come and say, I'm gonna move down in the mirror closer to the Rocky Junior. I'm gonna move down in the mirror closer to the Rocky Junior. Then I might take it once in the vampire. If I really like ya, then I might take it once in the vampire. If I really like ya, I'm gonna move down in the more closer to the Rocky Junior. I'm gonna move down in the mirror closer to the Rocky Junior. I'm gonna move down,
Thank you. Many birthday, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Matt. You see, they get stronger every generation. So what we're gonna say to you is, mirror in the bathroom. Come on, mirror in the bathroom. Your turn to sing. Come on.
Come on, mirror in the bathroom.
Say mirror, 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 mirror. Good night.
A real pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Scar Show with me, Beefy. It's not a great week in all fairness because we have to pay tribute to the passing of the Scar and two-tone legend, Rankin Roger, lead man, the toaster of the beat. And we kicked off the show with a nice juicy live set featuring some of the best of Rankin Roger's work. We had Save It For Later, Rankin Full Stop, and then Mirror In The Bathroom. Absolute pleasure. We saw him here last year when they did a joint headline tour with the Selector, and as awesome as usual, and he used to put in 100% on the stage, left it all out there. So we're going to pay tribute to Rankin Roger this week. It's just an absolute shock to the system. I have to say, genuinely got it when I heard that news on, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yep, still kind of, 56. I'm not that far away from there as well. I know a lot of our listeners are probably around that vintage as well, so absolute shame. So we're going to be playing a lot of the beats. We'll probably fit in some general public, anything I can find. I've got an interview, actually, that did in December. I think it was New Year's Eve he did it, so not that far away, not that far after, he was out here last year as well. So, it's not great, but let's try and celebrate the life, because ska is an upbeat, kind of happy-go-lucky music, and we celebrate the good stuff, not the bad, whereas it's politically charged sometimes, but we try and make sure the world is right through the genre that we all love. Anyway, I've got a couple of surprises as well. I'm going to play a Sydney band in a second, and then we're going to try and get one of the members on the phone, because they've got a gig coming up in Melbourne not too far away. They're part of Scar Nation, so let's jump straight into it. These are the All Nighters. This was a worldwide hit. It is Montego Bay. Thanks for joining us, the Scar Show with me, Beefy. Thanks to Masita, the best sportswear in Australia.
Baby, home in bed. I tell you it's hard for
Yes, Montego Bay, absolute belter. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. About 1990-91, I reckon, there was a tape going around. It was advertised on TV. It was called This Is Ska. And I bought that tape. I think it was about £4. And that lived in my car for a whole long time. On that tape was the all-nighters Montego Bay. And it is an absolute pleasure. I know they're coming down to Melbourne Friday, April 19, Corner Hotel, Ska Nation. The all-nighters. It does say here that it is their last ever Melbourne gig. But I'm convinced that if it goes well and the resurgence of Ska around the world, I'm pretty sure we're going to squeeze a few more years out of the all-nighters as best we can anyway. And on the phone to preview everything and talk us through life in the all-nighters and everything else is Brett Pattinson. Brett, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me. How are you going?
No, boss. Fantastic. I'm listening to Ska and I'm playing whatever I want to hear. So it's always a good Thursday afternoon when you're on the Ska show with Beefy. But Brett, I see a note here that last ever Melbourne show for the all-nighters. What's going on there?
Well, I think we're a bit like John Farnham, really, aren't we? You know, we just keep on coming back. We're like a bad stain on a tablecloth. You know, we just keep on, just can't get rid of us.
Yeah. Oh well, I like that theory that it's the never-ending farewell tour. We just keep running, rolling out farewell tours. I love that angle. It's brilliant.
Look, you know, it could likely be our last trip to Melbourne. Travis, the other singer in the All Nighters, is a fair bit older than the rest of us. When we met Travis in 1979, early 80, he was already 12 years ahead of us. So if you figure out I'm around about 58, if he's 12 years older, this year is a big birthday for him. So
yes,
he's not a young fella anymore, but he swears, nah, can't do it anymore. But he said that last time we were out in 2016. So you never know.
You never know indeed. And I mean, the great thing about it is, like I said, I told that story that, I kind of growing up in the UK and I got this tape with the All Nighters on, which was quite amazing. And it's great to know that you guys, you know, even though you don't play as regularly as you used to, you're still kind of you're able to get together and still bang out the tunes.
Yeah, well, you know, next year, 2020, will be our 40th anniversary.
Wow.
Which is a pretty big milestone, really. I mean, but when we started, I don't think we thought we'd last past September. I think we started in early September. I think we thought we'd probably do two or three shows and that'd be it. But it wasn't to be. It was to be a career that stretched for 40 years, which is pretty amazing, really.
It is pretty amazing when you think about it. And how did life change after Montego Bay, obviously, because that went round the world and people started taking notice of you?
Yeah, it really changed things. Some for the good and some for the not so good. You know, prior to Montego Bay, I guess for the front line of the band, we'd had a bit of success with some of our other tracks, Hold On and a few other things. And so we were sort of getting recognised. But, you know, when Montego Bay came out, it was number two here in Australia. We only got pipped at the Post by Boy George and Colour by Numbers album. So it did change us. Changed, you know, where we went, everywhere we went, people knew who we were. And it also had its downside. Everybody sort of started to get a bit of an ego problem in the band. And that ultimately, I guess, caused, you know, problems within the band.
Yeah.
Which is sad, really. But on reflection now, I think if we had the old head on younger shoulders, it'd probably be a different scenario, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, we can all look back in hindsight and, you know, the old sliding doors moments and all that.
Yeah.
But it's going to be fantastic to get you guys down in Melbourne. What a lineup it's going to be. I mean, obviously yourselves, Area 7, the Resignators, Los Kung Fu Monkeys coming from Mexico, and a reformation of Mr. Coffee, a Melbourne kind of staple diet of the mid-2000s. So there's just an unbelievable momentum, I guess, with ska music across the world at the minute. Everyone kind of sees, it's coming to the fore and there's new bands popping up out of everywhere. But, I mean, I do hear the worst thing about, obviously, is coordinating seven or eight piece bands and a horn section and everything else that kind of keeps everything interesting, but it also makes it a bit more difficult to keep bands together, like you say.
Well, you know, for us this time, there's going to be 14 of us on stage.
Wow.
It's a huge logistical juggernaut, you know, trying to coordinate flying 14 people down to Melbourne and everybody at the same time and doing the accommodation, you know, not to mention the cost, it makes it a difficult thing to undertake. I mean, you know, it's like I assume that Melbourne Scar Orchestra has a very similar problem in that they're, I think, you know, they're massive, you know, they're like two football teams. So yeah, I think that does have a bearing on what happens with bands. I mean, the more people you have in a band, the more chance you've got of having rifts and disagreement. And so I think a lot of ska bands come and go. But yeah, I think there's some great new ska bands out there. I mean, I think of the Skints when I think of New Era. I just think they're tremendous. A tremendous example of the next wave of what ska and reggae is.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic. I mean, my son is 16 years old. He's coming down to play trumpet with us this time. It's his first, well, he did a gig with us, a big open air show last year, but he's the new breed of ska and reggae, really.
Yeah.
It's great to see.
Well, we've got the same situation with Strange Tenants down here. There's two sons in the band now with the Tenants. So it's I hear what you say. It's we're passing on that legacy, but also the fact that there is a bit of momentum, there is a bit of people taking notice of ska bands again, and I think that can only be a good thing to keep the interest going.
It's great. It's really great. I'm really pleased that there's the next generation of ska, and hopefully, you know, all it takes is one of those bands to have a hit, you know, internationally, and the whole scene kicks off again.
No,
you know?
Exactly.
And I don't think we're far off. I don't think we're far away from something like that happening. It comes in waves. To be honest, I think that all of us old fart bands like the All Nighters and the Tenants should give it a bloody break and let the young people go. But people keep on wanting to see us, which is, we're really fortunate and grateful that people still want to come out and see us. And even the old timers that are our age that were there at the start, every gig we do, there's a whole bunch of them in the audience. They all look a bit wider. The Harringtons are a little bit more stretched and the zippers don't do up, but, you know.
No, I know what you're saying. I think what you refer to with the new bands coming through, I think the Bennies are probably the closest to getting on that international stage and breaking Australia. And I mean, I love the way they market themselves as a bit of a party band, and ska has always been a bit of a party sound. So the way they go about it, I think that's the like you say, that's kind of the new angle and where we're gonna when we're gonna get more and more kids into it. Yeah, I agree with you totally. It's people like the Interrupters in the States. I mean, they've just had a number one in the States, which is kind of unheard of for the past, well, since the Boston's, I guess, in, when was that, 96? Yeah. So it's been a long time between drinks.
Yeah, Jesus, that's amazing. Yeah, exactly. I think that can only pay the way for new bands, you know, which is what we want to see.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And then we can retire.
There we go. Now, obviously, we had some awful, awful news from the ska community this week. Rankin Roger obviously passed away. Now, we are celebrating the life and times of Rankin Roger and the Beat. Now, you guys must have played with the Beat at some stage, either here in Australia or overseas. What was life like supporting the Beat?
Yeah, look, we did a couple of shows with them over the years. Look, whenever we got to play with international acts, whether it was here or overseas, for us, it was a dream come true. You know, whether it was the Beat or the Specials or Madness or UB40 or any of those bands, for us, so far away from the UK scene, it was like a dream come true, you know, and the Beat were one of my favourites. You know, it's been a very sad week, really. Even saying it now, I can feel myself getting a bit emotional about that. Because the older we get, I guess the more often we see this happen, which is, you know, I guess it's life, but at the same time, it doesn't get easier to take.
No, really. That's right. And, you know, you just mentioned that you were on the upper side of 50, and obviously Rankin Roger only 56.
Yeah, well, he was a couple of years younger than me.
Yeah.
I was actually surprised because he must have done it hard because I reckon he looks older than me. But yeah, he was a great bloke, gentleman, lovely, really friendly, happy, tragic.
No, it is.
Very
definitely.
Sad day for the Star World. But I guess the one thing that happens, he's on a better journey now, but we also get to reflect back on what a great band they were and what great tunes they had.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the Beat in the early days, Mirror in the Bathroom, Hands Up, you know, where do you start? Where do you stop?
One of the best compilations, you know, you put the best of the Beat together and, you know, there's probably 15, 20 tracks there that are just awesome. And I mentioned the This Is Scar tape that I had. I also had you know, a beat compilation, which was just awesome. And that lived in the car for a long, long time too.
Yeah, I think you'd be hard pushed. You know what always amazed me? I guess in the UK it was a little bit different, but the beat never reached their full potential worldwide. You know, as we know, Madness did and the Specials did. But, you know, in those early days, I think beat were equal, if not, you know, God, I'll get shut down in flames for this, but if not better than Madness and the Specials. Not that there's a better or a best,
no.
But I can only imagine in 1980 being at a beat concert in the UK, it would have been just off the chart.
I agree with you there. Now, we've lost a great man, unfortunately, and hopefully we talked about having sons in the band, and Rankin Rogers brought in his son into carrying on that legacy as well. So, it's definitely hereditary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. A couple of weeks ago on our Facebook page, I posted a few songs from the Beat's new album, or the other part of the Beat, and I think it's a cracking album.
Dave Wakeling version is new album.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it's back. I mean, that sound is back to early 80s, like that what happened?
Yeah.
Very similar to that. No, I agree with you totally.
So they're still doing it, just like us, I guess.
Exactly right. Well, Brett, it's going to be an absolute pleasure to see you down here. Good Friday, Corner Hotel.
Well, I was going to say, I hope you come and have a few amber ales with us backstage. And,
oh, definitely.
And I hope we see loads of old faces and new faces there. We're going to do our best to blow the roof off the joint.
Excellent. Well, there is nothing else to do in Melbourne on Good Friday. I have that on good authority. So I need everyone to get to the Scar Nation at the Corner Hotel. We got Area 7. We got the All-Nighters. The Resonators, Lost Kung Fu Monkeys, and Mr. Coffee. It's going to be an absolutely great night, Brett. I look forward to seeing you guys and the other 13 members of the band down in Melbourne. It's going to be an absolute belter. I can't wait for it. But thanks for taking a bit of time out of your day. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.
Thanks, Peter. It's been a pleasure. And thanks for having us.
No worries at all. We're going to go out with a bit of general public, and this is Tenderness. And stay tuned, because the beat stuff is going to keep flowing through the afternoon. I'm just going to pay a decent tribute to Rankin Roger and everyone that's been affected by his music across the years.
Make sure that one night.
Guess what? That's Area 7 doing Himbo. That's a request, actually, for one of our biggest fans, Rob, in Brisbane. Say hello to Ruby and Minx and Little Arch for us, Rob. That would be great. Area 7, guess what? They're headlining Scar Nation Good Friday. We just talked to Brett from the All-Nighters. They're playing as well, all 14 of them. Area 7, I believe, may be even an Area 8 on that night, by all accounts. The Resignators, they've probably got 8 in the band. Mr. Coffee could have 6, 7, possibly. Not sure how many of the Monkees, Lost Kung Fu Monkees, not the Monkees, obviously, but they're coming out as well if you're interested in the Monkees. I'm not sure how many of the Mexicans are coming, so tell you what, there's going to be more band members than people in the crowd, because there's 686 performers. It's like going to be a Ska Eisteddfod. Oh, how good's that? I'm going to christen that the Ska Eisteddfod at the Corner Hotel. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a great night. Please, please, please get your tickets. Do a search for Ska Nation or it is Ska Nation Melbourne featuring Area 7. I know that Focus Group Music and the guys from Resonators and Connor from Looney Tunes who are putting it on. There's a load of other gigs all around Australia as well. Geelong is the other one, Sunday, April 28th. That features Strange Tenants, who we talked about, Melbourne Ska Orchestra as well. There's two stages at that Geelong gig, and it's going to be an absolute bumper crop down there. Can't wait for the second installment of Ska Nation. I've talked to Francis and Connor quite regularly recently. We want to make this a kind of a staple diet in the Ska world every year, whether it's Good Friday. I don't see why it shouldn't be. There's nothing else happening Good Friday that's worthwhile. Don't worry about Aussie Rules or Rugby League or wherever you are. This is where you need to be. So get your tickets for Ska Nation. It's going to be an absolute belter. And the more tickets we sell this year, the more committed we will to be making 2020 even better. Be awesome. Can't wait. It really will be a good gig. And like I said, we had some other bad news come through as well. The original Porkers drummer passed away this week after a bit of illness, so that's not good. We'll probably play a bit of Porkers as well, just to make Pete feel happy, because it's a tough time, and obviously Ranking Roger, which is an absolute shock to everyone around the world. My social media feeds the last couple of days, you know, you forget how loved these people are, and it was absolutely awesome. It's made, you know, decent newspaper news and TV news in the UK, as it should, but everywhere love has been pouring out for Ranking Roger. He was only here October last year. It's just phenomenal to think that, you know, it's gone pear-shaped very, very quickly, unfortunately. I've got an interview I'm going to play in the second hour of the show, which, like I said, I think it was done New Year's Eve last year, so it's just incredible to think. Anyway, let's play a bit more of the beat. This is Best Friend.
Listen to you, kid. How come you never really seem to get through? Is it you?
Too nice to talk to before that, best friend. Now, stay tuned for the second hour of the show. We're going to be down with our usual fun, couple of covers. There's going to be an interview with Rankin Roger and a lot of other fun because we are one step closer to the weekend. If you fancy a curry, though, what about some Dr. Raju with Off the Shelf? Stay tuned. We'll be back. Pick it up.
Let me give me some curry. Curry. Give me your curry and your mushy peas. Here we go. Get up. You settle in your custard. You roll up your sleeve. Give you injection. You help start disease. What's that? Blanco. Give me 30 seconds while I blow up. Blimey curry, blimey curry, gosh, I'll give you an injection and give your ass a wash or no, don't jab me, tetanus, Dr. Raju, please, just give me your curry and your mushy peas, here we go!
Masita, they've been making quality apparel since 1933. A great range of sports gear for all ball sports and all corporate wear. Doesn't matter what sport you play, Masita have the kit for you. Masita offers a full catalogue of on-field and off-field apparel. It's the best quality money can buy. Get in touch, 1300-MASITA or masita.com.au.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You, too, could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.